Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Beijing, China. China is preparing for war with the United States. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Xi Jinping, who is the president, of course, seems to be mobilizing China for a war and possibly with nukes. What can you tell us?
Well, Jimmy, this has been building for a number of years. The Chinese have talked about the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. That's this year. But they also have said they want to become the world's hegemon by the 100th anniversary of the revolution. That would be 2049. I think what we're seeing now is an acceleration of that timetable. And it's an acceleration based on many things. First, the Chinese have greater economic power than they might have forecast 20 years ago. Second, they have much greater military power and have been able to acquire cutting-edge military technologies, initially by stealing them and buying them from the U.S. during the Clinton administration. But today, they are now pretty much self-sufficient in all of their military hardware, and they are building a blue water navy to be able to challenge the U.S. around the world to keep us out of the South China Sea and other places, and they have an air force which is increasingly capable and on a par with the United States. President Xi has been telling his people that China is on the march, and he's starting to use language which we saw in the 19th century and before, when during the emperors, the period of the Chinese domination, where he's talking about everything in the world being under Chinese domination. I think this is what really precipitates this talk of a war breaking out, has been reinforcement of Chinese troops along the Indian border in the Himalayas. The United States ought to be worried. We haven't heard a peep out of the Biden White House about this, but 50,000 troops on the razor's edge with India up in those mountains is something to be extremely concerned about, seeing as both countries are nuclear armed.
Ken Timmerman with a report on how China is preparing to go to war with the United States. We re-put this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In mainstream media, there is much reporting on Red China and its desire to be the number one in the world economically and militarily. China's main competition on that effort is the United States of America. China is war-ready at this point in time, while the United States military is going woke, not preparing to defend the nation. Bible prophecy reveals this scenario will play out. That's China mentioned as the kings of the East in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. And remember, America is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...